First, I want to wish a mazel tov to the chevra. As every time I speak to this group, I remain in utter awe of what you guys are accomplishing and the mesiras nefesh that you're showing for Limud HaTorah, for Harbatzas HaTorah, to Morty and to Avi for generating this idea. It's really nothing short of amazing, and it's an enormous source of pride for our community. And my only bracha is that Kein Yirbu, that the learning in this group should continue to grow and that this group should continue to grow. Because there's so many, for every person in this room, there are 20, 30 other people in this community that are exactly like you, that should be benefiting and honestly could be benefiting from a program like Amud Shvui. And so my deepest, most sincere bracha as a member of this community, as a rabbi in this community, is that every Siyam, we should just continue to see the numbers grow and grow, and more people should benefit from the Torah that that you guys are experiencing in such a special way here tonight. I want to give a little chizuk to myself, and really invite you along to listen. And I say it's chizuk to myself because there have really been two emotions going through my mind today, and I would imagine many people certainly around this table. And that is what's going on in Israel and what's going on in this room. Obviously, in Israel today, there were a number of rockets shot at Tel Aviv. Iron Dome had to be deployed. And obviously, anytime something like that happens in Israel, so here in America, even though we're not there physically, emotionally, you feel very connected and you really feel like you're missing out. It's like there's something going on in the family and you're not there. And there really is a feeling of missing out on what the suffering of our brothers and sisters in Israel. And obviously, the Siyam tonight, which has been on my mind all day because I really draw enormous chizuk from seeing your learning. And really, when I put those two ideas together, it's captured in a Rashi on Tehillim. And the pasuk in Tehillim, it's a pasuk many of us might be familiar with. It's Tehillim Kufcha Beis. And David HaMelech says, Omdos hayu raglenu b'sharayich Yerushalayim. That our feet stood b'sharayich Yerushalayim, in your gates Yerushalayim. Anyone familiar with the Rashi there? It's an amazing Rashi. Rashi there says, Omdos hayu raglenu b'milchama. That our feet were standing there b'milchama, in a war. And what's the end of the pasuk? B'sharayich Yerushalayim. Says Rashi, b'chol makom b'shvil sharayich Yerushalayim she'oskin b'hem b'torah. What allows us to be omdos hayu raglenu? What allows us to stand tall and to stand proud, even in the face of our enemies, whether it be physical, whether it be spiritual, whether it be anti-Semitism, whether it be rockets being shot in Israel? What allows us to be omdos hayu raglenu, says Rashi, b'milchama, when we are being attacked verbally, whether it's in Congress, whether it's physically? What allows us to stand tall and proud and secure? Says Rashi, "Bishvil sharayich Yerushalayim she'oskim b'hem b'Torah." It's through the Torah that we learn. When we sit around at a table, and we are osek in Torah, we're moser nefesh for Torah. Says Rashi, this isn't some crazy Hasidic shavort. Rashi on the pasuk says that it's our Torah which protects Klal Yisrael around the world, and that Rashi is what I was thinking about today, as I was thinking about the Siyam, and I was thinking about rockets falling in Israel, and I was thinking about how it's really a lonely feeling not to be there, and not being able to participate in protecting Israel, at least being there with our brothers and sisters in Israel. But then to think that we're here, learning Torah, teaching Torah, engrossed in Torah, raising up our community in Torah, that's the fulfillment of Rashi. And we shouldn't think for a second that the Talmud Torah that we learn here in the Petrova Boardroom and Boca Raton Synagogue is insignificant, that it doesn't have a far greater impact. It does, and that's what's so special about tonight for me. I remember in the Second Lebanon War in 2006, so I was in Israel. I was actually in the Negev, so many of the people that were displaced from the north were being sent down to the south. And if you recall, the Second Lebanon War happened during the summer, and many of the yeshivas were going on Bein Hazmanim. They were going on their summer break. And I remember that Rav Avadia Yosef at the time came out with a decree for all of the yeshivas under his auspices that while all of the yeshivas in the world are going on Bein Hazmanim, his yeshivas were not going to take a break that year. He said, how could it be that soldiers are going to the front lines and risking their lives? How could it be that communities all across northern Israel are being bombarded with rockets and we're going to abandon the Bate Midrashos, that we're going to abandon the study of Torah? He says, it can't be. And so he ordered all of his yeshivas to remain open and for the Bachrim to forego their summer break, all so that they could be Osek B'Torah. Because he reminded Klal Yisrael at that time of this Rashi. Omdos hayu ragleinu b'sharayich Yushalayim. What gives us the capacity to be omdos hayu ragleinu? What gives us the capacity to stand tall and strong with fortitude and conviction? It's b'sharayich Yushalayim. It's when shayu oskim b'torah. It's when people who might necessarily not be able to fight in those wars, either for geographic purposes, for physical purposes, there are plenty of people that can't be on the front lines. But for those of us that can't be, we're 6,000 miles away. B'sharayich Yushalayim, says Rashi, shayu oskim b'torah. Our form of contributing is through the studying of Torah. I think one of the misnomers that we make is that we underestimate the value of Talmud Torah. We underestimate the value of our small, minute, mundane, day in and day actions of Avodas Hashem, and we sometimes forget the cosmic impact that our actions have. And I want to share with you a couple of excerpts from an amazing sefer. Actually, Morty had encouraged me to buy the sefer when we were at the Sfarim sale with the Beis Medrash flying. It's called Sichos Be'avodas Hashem. It's unbelievable. I told Morty, it's like, you know, there's butter. So when you take butter right out of the fridge, it's a little hard. You can't really, you're like scraping it off. And then when this butter defrosts a little bit, and it's just smooth, it goes right on the bread. So this sefer is like that smooth butter, right? In other words, it's smooth. What? I don't know what it is. But it's like smooth butter. It's just, it's like, you don't have to break your teeth over it, and it's just, it's really amazing. So I happen to have learned this morning with a chavrusa that I learned this with. And to me, it was just such a reminder that the small things we do in our Avodas Hashem, we should never forget how cosmic they are. So I'll just share with you a couple of excerpts. Quotes here from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. Ha'adam gorem al yedei tefilosavit Torah v'toraso, shefa al kol ha'olamos. That a person causes through his Torah in his tefillah, shefa al kol ha'olamos. We cause ramifications, we cause reverberations throughout all of the worlds. Vigam ha'malachim nizonim al yedei torasa v'tfilaso. The malachim, the angels, benefit from our Torah and our tefillah. He says, she'ilu hayamam in zeh. If we believe that our davening and our learning actually made a difference, kamaya oved Hashem besimcha umeyira meirov kol. How geshmak we would feel every time we sat down to learn. We're sitting here in Adar, and we're talking about this highfalutin idea called simcha, happiness. Says the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, you want to know what happiness is? Happiness is when you sit down and you learn and you do it with the awareness that you're giving nachas ruach to the creator of this world. That you're giving pleasure to Hashem. That you're giving nachas ruach to the malachim. That you're creating reverberations throughout the olamos. He quotes here the Be'er Mayim Chaim, where he says, Im hayaroa mitzvah achas b'shamayim b'gdulasa. If we saw how one mitzvah in Shamayim, the impact that it had, we would be running like crazy people, day and night, just to fulfill one mitzvah. Even the smallest, most minute mitzvah, he said we'd be running after it like a meshuga, like a crazy person, because that's how much we'd realize that it meant. So we should never underestimate how much 45 minutes on a Thursday night matter. We should never underestimate, if you can't make it for 45 minutes, but you sit down and you grab one line of Gemara, two lines of Gemara, you learn a little Chumash and Rashi. Right? I've spoken about in the past the story of a guy who has a Seder in gas. Right? Every time he fills up his gas, I gave a drasha about a couple of years ago, every time he fills up gas, he has a Sefer that he learns. And one day he came into the Beis Medrash, he announced, I'm making a Siyum, this is my filling up with gas Seder. It's 5 minutes here, it's 5 minutes there, and he finished an entire sefer. We should never underestimate. Think about that language, right? You'd be rodef like a meshuga just for that one mitzvah, that one extra minute of Torah, that one extra act of chesed. And here's what really got me. We're about to celebrate the holiday of Purim. It quotes here the Sefer Sod Yesharim. I looked it up inside. It's amazing. I'm happy to send it to anybody. Sefer Sod Yesharim says that the word Purim comes from the word perurim. What's a peirur? Any Hebrew speakers? Crumb. Right, so what's a crumb? A crumb is meaningless. A crumb in and of itself means absolutely nothing. If you eat a crumb for dinner, you know what you're going to be? like Greenfield here. You're going to be coming in and devouring chillin to 10 o'clock at night, right? But what happens when you take a lot of crumbs and you put them together? What do you have? You have a loaf of bread. You have kokosh. You have something that can satiate you. You have something that can be really tasty. He says, Purim is the awareness that a Kadosh Baruch Hu takes all of our little actions, the little actions that we think are so insignificant and so trivial, and it's our reminder that Hashem takes all of those little actions and He bundles them together. And when you look back at a totality of a life of a lot of little actions, you know what you have? You have a delicious tasting piece of cake. He says, and it's such godless. He says, Kizmines Purim, Nizgala Shehashem Yisbarach Mitkabetz Kol HaPu'ulos HaKatnus. Hashem gathers together all of our little actions. V'shehim bebechinas peirurim, like little crumbs. U'ma'le osam etzlo, Hashem brings all the little crumbs. A minute here, an act of chesed there, a smile there, a davening with kavana there. Hashem brings it all up to Him. U'mara lehem eich shepo'alim dvarim niflaim al yadam, and Hashem puts it together, and all these little crumbs create this delicious challah. V'zeu inyan simchas Purim. That's the simcha of Purim. Simcha im ha-peirurim. It's the simcha we know. It's the simcha we experience with the recognition that all of my little actions matter. One of the things that I suffer from, and I think many of us suffer from, is that we go through our, and I spoke about it a little bit at the 8 o'clock minyan this past Shabbos, is we go through our daily lives, and we get up, and we go to minyan, and we come back, and we do our daf yomi, and we learn our amud shvui, and we, you know, put our kids to bed, and we go to work, and at the end of the week, you kind of say to yourself, like, what did I really accomplish? You know, do I really remember the daf yomi from this week? Davening, half the time I was not focused, I was worrying about this kid, or this worry, or this financial obligation. Like, does any of it really matter? Says the Sod Yisharim, says this wonderful, amazing, delicious sefer, Sichas Ba'avodas Hashem. The simcha that we're supposed to feel nowadays is the awareness that every single one of our actions matters. No matter how big, no matter how small, no matter how trivial, or no matter how insignificant we perceive it as. Hashem takes and He gathers together all those little perurim and He puts it together, and that's the simcha of Purim. So I guess that's the chizuk that I'm experiencing by watching you guys, and I guess what's been on my mind today. On the one hand, this notion of the importance of Talmud Torah, Omdos Hayu Reglayim B'Sha'arayich Yushalayim, that what allows us to stand is our Esek B'Torah. But we should never think that Esek B'Torah means that I have to be Rabbi Flug in order to have accomplished in Talmud Torah to give Nachas Ruach to Hashem. Chazal explicitly tells over and over and over again that every minute that you and I sit down and we learn just a little bit of Torah or daven with just a little bit more of kavana or give that extra penny of tzedakah, we are giving Nachas Ruach to Hashem in ways that you and I can't even fathom. And when we start to think about that, when we start to think about all the little perurim in our lives, we can be a little proud of it. Could have a little nachas ourselves of what we're accomplishing. You guys should feel so amazingly proud. There are 859 members of our shul. The majority of them are not sitting here right now. And you guys should feel amazing that you designate every Thursday night to come together, and Sunday nights also, to come together to learn. You should feel proud. And you should feel simcha in the knowledge of the nachas ruach that you're giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so again, I end with the bracha that I started with, which is that every siyum we should continue to see growth, both in our own learning and in the number of people that experience this wonderful opportunity. And by doing so, we should give nachas ruach to ourselves, to our families who see us being moser nefesh for learning Torah, to the community, and most importantly, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself.